KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli is calling for urgent action against the alarming scourge in gender-based violence this festive season. A few days ago, an 18-year-old was allegedly stabbed multiple times by her partner in a house in Amahlongwa area in Umgomazi. The man's been arrested and will appear in court soon. Last week, 25-year-old Nontobeko Cele's body was posted on Facebook by her partner, who then took his own life not far from her body. Speaking at a safety awareness campaign yesterday, Dulu has urged women to report any acts of abuse to police.
Normally, when you see a man killing a woman, you must know that it did not start there. Yeah. A number of abuse activities took place prior.
He called for the people of KZN to work together to end the scourge.
If we fail, in fact, to bring stability in the province, people must know that they are jeopardizing the issue of new job opportunities in the province, the issue of the growth of our economy.
And a search is continuing for a toddler who's believed to have gone missing at a farm near Tongaat, north of Durban. According to paramedics, the three-year-old is presumed to have been abducted by a family member yesterday. Samantha Merrick is with IPSS Medical Search and Rescue. She says they'd responded to reports of a seven-year-old child being assaulted at the farm.
The child was found to be in a critical condition and was stabilized on scene by IPSS Medical Advanced Life Support before being transported to hospital. I'm Charlie Sapp's Canine Search and Rescue. IPSS Search and Rescue, as well as the local community, are back on scene searching for the missing child.
KZN police have yet to comment on the incident or whether the suspect has been arrested. And abroad, Iraqi authorities say they're working to exhume the remains of around 100 Kurdish women and children thought to have been killed in the 1980s under former ruler Saddam Hussein. The grave was recently discovered in the Muthana province in southern Iraq. Following Iraq's deadly war with Iran in the 1980s, Hussein's government carried out operations that killed over 180,000 Kurds. And back home, KZN Cocta says disaster management teams have been dispatched to various areas of the province that are likely to be affected by severe thunderstorms. The SA Weather Service has issued a level 2 warning for today for the southwestern parts. Damaging winds, excessive lightning, heavy downpours and hail can be expected. Cocta's Senzo Mzila says around 20 areas, including Underberg, Kokstad and Umgeni, are at risk.
The MEC for Cocta has also called upon residents across the province to take heed to the warning, which indicates that level 2 severe thunderstorms are expected today.
The same alert is in place for the northwestern parts of KZN tomorrow. The weather office says extremely uncomfortable conditions are also expected along the coast and adjacent interior today. Durban's reaching a high of 28 degrees, Kokstad 22, Pietermaritzburg 26, Margate 26 as well, Richards Bay 29, Moy River 24, Underberg 23 and 27 for Newcastle and Ulundi. In Durban tomorrow morning, we've got 2 metre high swells at sea with sunrise at 5 minutes to 5. For Newswatch, I'm Samasha Kanyi.